Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to mention, again, we have comment capacity on the blog. When you come into the blog, if you log in, you'll be able to post your questions. We've turned off the cart question capacity. You can still email them in, but please feel free to post them on the blog, and then others, after they log in, can see them as well. We're also planning on having a transcript up from every Solari report and so of the interview. And so the transcript for Jamie's interview will be up next Wednesday. We've posted the transcript from last week's Precious Metals Market Report and also from the third quarter review if you didn't get a chance to hear those. We're also, when you come in and log into the blog, we're making sure that the MP3 file gets segmented. So by Friday or Monday, you'll be able to see the outline, and then you can dive in and listen to the parts that are of the most interest to you. And we're trying to make it possible so that the information is much more accessible, much faster. You can listen selectively. You don't have to listen to the whole thing, and so you can jump around much more easily. November 3rd, coming up, John Patrick Shanley, Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, exciting new play on sort of some of the issues we were talking with Jamie Johnson about tonight. November 10th, back on the Precious Metals Market Report. I'll be in California, not Tennessee, but Franklin and I are being joined by Edwin Vieira, who is the author of Pieces of Eight, the premier constitutional scholar and attorney in the country on issues related to silver and legal issues related to silver and gold. And I want to talk with him a little bit more about the how we transition at a local level to using silver and gold as a currency if inflation really does continue to kick up, particularly after the election. And then on November 17th, William Tiller from Stanford University, very important research on intention and the ability of our thoughts to impact sort of energetic reality, which comes back and impacts material reality. I'll say it that way, I'm sure. As a scientist, he would say it differently, but for those of you who understand the importance of the field or interest in the importance of the field and consciousness, I think it's a very interesting. If you do a search on the blog, I posted several weeks ago some material from Tiller and some very important papers and a video discussion. So a very interesting and exciting lineup, and so until next week, next week, in fact, let me mention, on Thursday I'll be speaking at the Mill Valley Community Center in Mill Valley in the Bay Area, and my topic will be investment strategies for changing times. We're going to make a video which will be accessible through the Solari Report for all subscribers, and we hope to have that up by November 11th. So if you can't be in Mill Valley on October 27th, next Thursday, you'll certainly be able to watch the video through the website. So, again, that's it for this evening. Please remember, until we meet again on November 3rd, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.